Hi, I'm Matthew Viriapa with KOSU. Right now, you're listening to the title track from Charlie Crockett's latest album, The Valley.
I'm from San Benito, Texas.
Taking its name from the Rio Grande Valley where Charlie was born, Charlie Crockett recorded this album just weeks before he had to undergo open heart surgery. He'll be back in Oklahoma this Friday, December 27th, playing Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa. I had a chance to talk to Charlie over the phone, and he talked about holiday music, the latest album, and what it takes to make it as a street musician. Do you care much for holidays and Christmas?
We usually play a lot. That's usually a big time for us to play. All the holidays, you know, always end up playing. I think what it is, people get together for the holidays. You know, families get together, everybody's traveling and all this kind of stuff. And going out and seeing shows, you know. Seeing shows and stuff, people want to get out of the house, you know, because everybody's together with family and stuff. I think people like getting out of the house and going and, like, cutting loose, you know, seeing, you know, different forms of entertainment. You know, people love going to the movies and holidays, you know.
Are there any, like, Christmas or holiday songs that you guys like to perform?
Man, you know, I never do any. I probably should, but I never do.
Is there any you like to listen to?
I love Chuck Berry's Christmas holiday. Like, his holiday stuff is really cool. I love John Coltrane's version of My Favorite Things. Man, that's such a good song. Wherever it comes on, it gets so sentimental.
Yeah, I really like those old jazz guys because they would rework all those Broadway tunes into something that was, like, completely different, but, like, you could still recognize.
Yeah, they could reimagine them really nicely, you know, because that's like a testament to, you know, the quality of the songwriting in those Broadway on those old Broadway days, you know. It's like, even you kind of see that even with Hank Williams. Really listen to Hank. You can hear a lot of that Broadway, the show tunes. You can hear that show tunes in his writing, you know, in his singing. And I think that's a pretty cool thing, you know. Like, I think that's why they call him the Hillbilly. If I think about it, it's like if you call Hank Williams a Hillbilly Shakespeare, what you're really saying is, like, Hank Williams is this, like, Alabama hillbilly that figured out how to, you know, sing those great kind of enduring style popular tunes, man.
Could you just describe, like, I guess, The Valley, the album, and also the valley where you're from?
Yeah. I was down in the valley this last weekend, and I was talking to an old boy down there. And the thing is, you know, I lived in the valley when I was a kid. You know, I moved up to Dallas with my mama when I was, like, getting into school, you know, and, you know, I really became a transient person, you know, just kind of went that direction and had a lot of interesting episodes and chapters of my life. But I basically became a kind of traveling hobo musician for a long time. And more that I've traveled in my life, I mean, that's really all I've done as an adult is travel. Now I cover more ground even than I did in those days when I was hitchhiking and, you know, just bumming around. As I've done that, you know, you're always, like, looking for this idea of, you know, a place that's your home or, like, your origin. Like, where do you originate? What's the origins of you, you know? And that place is the valley in my mind. It's a place that I can see very clearly.
I'm from San Benito, Texas.
I remember the farms around where we lived outside of the small town called Los Fresnos.
There was sugar cane and cotton.
And we had this caliche driveway. It's like a gravel driveway. And all these mesquite trees. And if you head out right there from my house in any direction, you're gonna hit sugar cane. Like, even where we lived, it was like the Resaca on one side, sugar cane on the other side of the road, and, like, everything else was basically grapefruit, you know, and oranges everywhere. And dirt roads lined with palm trees, you know, separating all the people's farms and stuff.
If you ask me where I'm going,
I can't tell you, 'cause I don't know. But in my mind I see the valley. You should see the way it glows.
That area has changed very little. To my surprise, you know, I always expect to come back down there, you know, and find Los Fresnos and Bayview and these places have changed.
My daddy didn't know me. My brother rolled the dice. My mama kept on working. And my sister paid a price.
Carry that place in my mind, and that's a place that I'm like, this is where you came from, this is how you started. These things, these mesquite trees and these grapefruit and these warm people and the warm weather and all that, like, that makes up who I am at the core, really.
Everything I've got, I earned. If you ask me where I'm going.
Everybody in the world has to relate to the world in some way by, like, where you remember being, where you first remember being from, you know?
But in my mind, I see the valley. You should see the way it glows. And now you know my story. I bet you got one like it too. May your curse become a blessing. There ain't nothing else to do.
It's isolated enough, far enough down in South Texas that, yeah, for it hasn't changed.
Do you appreciate that? Like, whenever you go back, it's kind of like stepping back into your childhood?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I really do appreciate that. It's a comforting feeling because that rural paced lifestyle that's kind of based around, you know, agriculture, it's just like, you know, slower is a good feeling. The truth of my daily life is different. It's nice to have a place in my mind that is settling or, you know, is comforting. Yes, sir.
On the album, that first track off of it, you worked with Evan Falker of the Turnpike Troubadours on Borrowed Time. What was that like?
Sure did, yeah. Oh, man. Well, he's another guy like that. You know, I think got a lot in common with Evan. Besides being born on the same day, the same year, you're born just a couple hours apart. So that's kind of an unusual thing. And they took us out on the road. You know, really, only band I really ever opened up for the most part, you know, to kind of get a leg up was Turnpike Troubadours. Played more shows with those guys than probably anybody, you know, ever. I played 130 shows with him or something in a couple of years. He's such a good songwriter, and he draws so heavily from Southeast Oklahoma, where he's from, you know. And I got a good sense of melody, and I come up with good progressions and stuff. But Evan's a really, really, truly great, like, songwriter.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. He gon' fool you if he can. I'm telling you, it's gonna be double. Better leave this gambling man. You tried and tried, mama, blind and lied. It don't matter what you do, I just can't be satisfied. I want to be free, it's my only fine. Loving you on borrowed time.
There's been kind of like a proposal or a movement going on to have the requirement for a street music license to be removed. So if you want to go out and play there, you could just go out and do it without having to pay for a license. If that gets through, do you have any advice for those who want to try their hand in playing out in public?
Well, I mean, I always did it, and it was usually illegal the whole time. Hey, I think that's a good thing. What I'm trying to say is that it's actually not the fact that it's illegal that keeps people from doing it, because people don't even know it's illegal, man. People have no idea. 99% of Americans aren't thinking about whether or not this type of thing is legal. And the people who end up playing in the street aren't thinking about it either. Playing on street corners, playing in subway cars and stuff. Like, the reason that people are afraid to do it doesn't have anything to do with the law. It has to do with being afraid to show yourself in a public place. That's why you don't see people doing it, because that's not easy. You know, like, people are already scared enough to get on a stage at a place where, like, it's set up. That's why they pay people who become good at it to come see them at shows. So I think that's great that they're making it legal. But the things that push people out to play on the street come from a deep, I think, deep desire to be heard. Having that deep desire to be heard and not having a fear about what people think about it is what people would need to do. I played in subway cars for years, man. That's completely illegal. It's like 5 tickets they can give you, bro. And like in New Orleans, you didn't need a permit for the longest time. But like, there's all kinds of things they can get you for. Like if you're too loud, if you're amplified, but it really just comes down to like, are you somebody that's trying to go somewhere to the point where you're willing to put yourself out there on a street corner, you know, and deal with like everything that comes with that? It takes kind of certain kind of brave heart, you know, it just does.
Is that something you realized about yourself like early on?
Well, I realized that like people would always be like, man, you're so lucky to live that life. It ain't nothing, you know, there's nothing lucky about making a decision to be homeless and not know like where you're going to sleep, you know, or how you're going to like pay to eat. That doesn't have anything to do with luck, man. That's a choice, you know? And so I would always see that a lot in people, you know, people would tell me that throughout the time, being like, you're lucky, you know? And I'd be like, shit, I ain't lucky. I'm sacrificing, you know, I'm skipping meals. I've heard people say, they'll be like, man, people would kill to be in your position, Charlie. And I'd be like, yeah, but they wouldn't kill to be in the position I was in that got me here. It's a romantic story to read about Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly. A whole other thing to like live the lifestyle that those guys did in order to bring that music to us. That's incredible. You know, it's incredible. If you could give everything else up, you know, and live for this, you know, people will tell you that you're crazy. Of course they will. Of course they will, because if it was an easy thing to do, if all you had to do was change a law and people would like rush out to the streets and do it, then, you know, you probably wouldn't be paying money to go watch people perform. It is those people that you look at and you're like, man, this fool's crazy to be doing this. Like, that can't lead anywhere, you know? I mean, I got told that 1,000 times, you know? You can't go that way. You can't do that. What? You're going to play on the street? Oh, man, Charlie, you're throwing your life away.
So what's next for you guys? What's next for the band and your music?
Oh, man. I'm going to keep spinning that wheel, baby. I'm going to keep rolling the dice. What exactly what I was doing on the street. Literally, man, I'm like in the same places. Like, I play in the same areas of town. I'll find myself in the same stretches of the highway. It's just a little, I just got more people doing it with me, you know? But I'm still the same person that is standing behind my guitar playing for money out of the guitar case, you know? I mean, it is exactly the same thing. And so I've been doing that for so long, Brother Matt, like, that's the only thing I know to do. I might continue to surprise some folks.
What's a song you really enjoy playing live for other people?
Man, I've really been enjoying this old folk song called Diamond Joe, Ramblin' Jock Elliott. I learned it from him. I've been doing that one pretty much every night, and I love the story. You should look that song up, Diamond Joe. The story of that cattle hand is telling in that song is so good.
There is a man you'll hear about most any place you go.
You can listen to Charlie Crockett's latest album, The Valley, wherever you stream your music.
And his name is Diamond Joe.
Again, he's performing at Kane's Ballroom this Friday, December 27th.
And a diamond studded jaw.
For more information, go to canesballroom.com.
Never was much bother.
by the process of the law.